So I want women to understand that these are not things that we can take for granted. And I want them to understand how our daily issues, our kitchen table topics, are completely related to government.
Hi, Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm here in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest with Michelle Lieberman. Speaking of Freedom Fest, she's the founder of Freedom Friend.
That's right, the Freedom Friend.
Which you're going to explain in a second. But first, let's actress, model, living in Hollywood, a self-described former liberal. What happened in your brain that turned you into some kind of libertarian?
So I actually have been massively into pop culture my entire life. And the thing that triggered it was the 2008 elections when I was watching Ron Paul.
Your question about electability, do you have any, sir? There's always the question as to whether or not you are in fact viable.
Because I was watching these elections, I was watching the debates, I was watching them not invite him to a debate. I was watching them not allow him to answer certain questions. And I was kind of curious, like, who is this guy? Like, why won't they let him talk? And so it was the first time I went to a politician's website. Never, ever had any reason to ever go to a politician's website. So I went to his website and I was reading what he was saying and it kind of made sense. And then I actually started listening to what they were talking about, which is something I've never done. And I'm an educated person and I had never fully understood all of the terminology being used like in the news or in campaigns. And so I started to pay attention and he was delivering a message that I was completely on board for. And I was starting to realize that my liberal ideas were not in line with what Ron Paul was saying. And I agreed with everything he was saying.
What were some of those ideas that struck you as this makes sense here and it's not what I come from? Like what attracted you?
Well, he was talking about limited government and free market capitalism and how, I remember him making a comment about how businesses grow when they're left alone without so much regulation. And he said something that kind of made sense. And I was just starting my own business because I have a personal styling business. And as a business owner, I started to look at things in a different way versus like when I was just an employee or when I was just being hired by a studio or a production company. You just don't think about it. And when as a business owner, I started to pay attention to taxes and these regulations and the things, the red tape that I have to go through. And he started saying things that were relatable to me, whereas they were never relatable to me before. And he was talking about the Fed, the Federal Reserve, and he was the first time that I ever found out that they were a private bank. Of course, I thought they were a government entity. And I started doing some reading on central banks and what he was saying about the Fed. So that was a huge one for me. I'm a finance major. I was really interested in what he was saying about money.
So now you're starting up Freedom Friend. You're trying to reach out to people like you, your kind of friends.
Right.
Who aren't necessarily into politics. Tell us what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you're doing it.
So the Freedom Friend is supposed to be, I want this to be something that's palatable to most Americans, to mainstream America. And a lot of politics tends to go over the heads of most people. I'm an educated woman. A lot of stuff was going over my head. And unfortunately, too, we have a culture nowadays that's very, very pop culture infused. Our attention spans are 5 to 10 seconds. You don't have someone's attention in that quick of a time, like you've lost them. And so I want to merge the pop culture message with politics because every single thing that we do in our daily lives, every little thing that we don't think about is affected by our government systems. And I think most women especially don't realize this. And I think they disempower themselves when they don't want to vote or don't want to pay attention to what's going on with Congress. They don't pay attention to who their representatives are. I mean, those are huge factors to having a government system that allows us to have the American way. And that's what we're used to. And the American way is, I'm now seeing that it's deteriorating. And I have two immigrant parents. Like, I'm first generation American here. And I heard stories about all of these socialist countries that they came from. And it's not hard for governments to completely take over and for you to lose your freedom that easily. Like, my parents are from countries with zero freedom, and I'm starting to see that here. And so I want women to understand that these are not things that we can take for granted. And I want them to understand how our daily issues, our kitchen table topics, are completely related to government.
That's great. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
for
you.
Recent TV, I'm Matt Welch.